This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It's been an interesting week here in our nation's capital, but we're going to start with the economic news. The job market posted its 87th consecutive month of gains in December, adding 148,000 jobs. That's actually slower growth than we saw most of the year, but the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Joining me to talk about those details and the week gone by is Nela Richardson with Redfin and Sheila Kolhatkar of The New Yorker. How's it going?
Hi, Amy. Going
hey,
well?
Hey, Amy.
Good to have you here. Nela, let's start with you. So this was the last jobs report for the year that just ended, the first year of the Trump administration. How's it look to you?
It looks pretty good. I mean, this far into the economic expansion, we were averaging last year about 170,000 jobs per month. That's pretty steady growth, pretty steady job creation. But what's missing is that element we've all been waiting for, which is higher wage growth. We've seen a stock market that's been booming, but wages are stagnating. And there's a big disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street still, even though we're very far into a recovery.
Sheila, how about those wages? There was some wage growth, about 2.5% for the year, but workers still aren't seeing enough of a share of that expansion.
Well, this is as Nela mentioned, one of the ongoing mysteries of the economic recovery. You would normally expect when unemployment is so low to see pressure on wages pushing them up, and it just has not happened. Economists have been a bit baffled by this. There are different theories as to why the wage growth has not increased at a greater rate. I mean, automation is one factor. There are even some economists suggesting that the opioid crisis has had some impact on this. But yeah, so we're going to have to really see whether, you know, the president's tax plans have their intended effect and actually lead to higher wages.
That's right. Nela, the tax package just passed and signed is supposed to create more job growth and wage gains as the corporate tax rate gets slashed significantly. Do you expect that to happen? And how long could it take?
The only thing we know for sure about that, Amy, is that it'll create more profits. So we know that the corporate tax rate is going to be slashed. We know that companies are going to make more money. They've been making pretty good money so far last year as well. So the question is, what are they going to do with that extra money? Are they going to give it back to shareholders, or are they going to increase wage worker salaries? So far, the verdict is really still out on that. The tax reform bill does cut the corporate taxes, but it doesn't tell corporations what to do with those proceeds. It's really up to each individual firm to figure out how they're going to invest that cash.
Well, with go ahead, Sheila.
Well, there's just an interesting side note, which is that to follow up on that point, you know, there have been several kind of informal surveys of corporate executives asking them what they think will happen with wages after the companies all see these enormous decreases in their taxes. And almost across the board, the majority of them have said they don't expect that to translate into higher wage growth, which is kind of amazing that they're being so straightforward about that. So
candid. Yeah.
Yeah. But so it's a big question mark.
Well, with taxes out of the way, President Trump is hosting congressional Republicans and cabinet members at Camp David this weekend to talk about future legislative priorities. What do you think is on the agenda? Nela?
That's, again, an open question. You know, the GOP faces a fork in the road. They can pursue bipartisan legislation like infrastructure, or they can go at it alone and start again with Obamacare or cutting entitlement spending. But it's important to note, Amy, that all roads lead to the 2018 midterm elections. So this is going to be a very shrewd calculus about what agenda will get the best payoff for the GOP.
Sheila, infrastructure seems to be one of the possible choices. In some ways, that seems politically easier to tackle than, say, welfare reform. I mean, what do you think they're going to pick?
Well, it's interesting because everyone coming to this meeting has their own pet topic that they want to talk about. And President Trump has indicated that the border wall is his ongoing obsession. And it's going to be interesting to see whether the Republicans, you know, members of Congress, you know, how far they're going to go in trying to kind of give Trump a little bit of what he wants in order to extract some support for their own pet projects, which are not necessarily popular, including, yes, trying to go after welfare, for example, or entitlement programs like Medicaid. So I think it's going to tell us a lot about the dynamic between the president and the Republicans in Congress.
And things have already been pretty dynamic.
Oh, absolutely. Sheila Kolhatkar of The New Yorker, Neela Richardson with Redfin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.